Something I wanted to touch on is the infamous Slide 9 that was discovered by a fellow researcher, also called Jay, creator of the platform The Mind Sublime, who discovered on Christopher Mellon's webpage an ATIP presentation slide, which included within it some pretty disturbing conclusions. This is what the presentation slide said. The science exists for an enemy of the United States to manipulate both physical and cognitive environments in order to penetrate U.S. facilities, influence decision makers, and compromise national security. The slide then goes on to list the applications of this science, which include psychotronic weapons, penetration of solid surfaces, alteration or manipulation of biological organisms, instantaneous sensor disassembly, unique cognitive human interface experiences, and one of the most disturbing and intriguing, anomalies in the space-time construct. Now, this slide, if I'm correct, is essentially saying that a science or technology exists that would allow for the complete and total manipulation of both cognitive and physical environments, including the manipulation of the very fabric of space-time itself. Is that correct?
I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
Right. So this slide also mentions how the Department of Defense has been involved in similar experiments in the past and has relationships with renowned subject matter experts, finishing off by saying that the DOD controls several facilities where activities have been detected. Now, many credible investigators and government insiders have alluded to the participation of United States Special Forces engaging in psychological warfare, testing operations on U.S. soldiers. Some have even claimed that perhaps these activities were responsible for a portion of the alleged UAP sightings over nuclear facilities and may have been conducted as penetration tests under the purview of a top secret program. One proponent of this theory is Dr. Jacques Vallée. In fact, he has been a long-standing proponent of this idea in various capacities over the years, hypothesizing that man-made illusions have in fact been behind a number of famous cases over the years, stating further that he has met Special Forces veterans who have admitted as much. In a fairly recent interview, Dr. Jacques Vallée stated that the famous Rendlesham Forest incident, which took place in the UK, was, quote, simply too similar to other psychological warfare exercises I am familiar with for me to jump to the conclusion that it was a UFO. Now, as I understand it, illusions like this may actually be possible, utilizing, for instance, holography towers and geoparabolic testbeds on land that is rich in chromium ore. The idea goes back all the way to World War II, with the successful tactics of psychological warfare against the Germans in the form of phantom armies on the ground and phantom fighter planes in the sky. The concept also stems to things like Operation Bluebeam and even alleged false indication and warnings. Now, you, sir, with both an extensive background in the Special Forces as well as heading up ATIP, would appear to be an ideal candidate to speak on this topic. One may even be forgiven for feeling that you would have a need to know on this. Now, with that said, are you aware of any extraterrestrial UAP-related tests ever having been perpetrated against the United States military or the civilian population?
By Americans? By the American government?
Or by another foreign adversary, human?
Not by the American government.